Who's here? Oh, it's you. What are you doing here so late? Couldn't sleep, huh? Same. Why don't you go for a little stroll on the beach, hmm? Did you really have to disrupt my peace, nerd? God, you're too easy. Grow a spine, won't you? Do you always just do whatever everyone tells you to do? Stay. I could do with some company anyways. Come on, get in here. What, now you don't know if I'm just testing you and if you should do the opposite of what I say? See, it's way too easy to mess with you. It's like you can't think for yourself. Listen, stop doing what people tell you to do. Just do whatever the heck you want. Like me. Seriously, when I was watching you today, getting trampled over by everyone in the group, it was pissing me off. What do I mean? Well, whenever there was a decision to make, you'd always just say, "I don't mind," or "I'm happy with whatever." And whenever you tried to give your opinion about something, and someone would contradict you and say they'd rather do something else, you'd shrivel down and let them take the lead. Like when Stacy said she wanted to go to a pizza place instead of that cool restaurant you found and wanted to check out. You didn't fight for what you wanted. What are you so scared of, huh? Why don't you ever stand up for yourself or what you want? It's so lame. Oh, so you're coming in. What? Didn't expect you to show up. Ugh, I don't hate you. It's just... Every time you fold like that, it makes my skin crawl. It's not attractive. Why do I care? I don't know. Maybe because when you cave, the look on your face makes me cringe. You're so transparent. I can literally feel your energy collapse when it happens. And it's not just cringy. It's... sad. You shouldn't let people walk all over you like that. What are you? A doormat? Sorry, I'm way too passionate about this. It's just... I guess it reminds me of someone I used to know, okay? Who? Who it is doesn't matter. It just... I don't like it, okay? Excuse me? You don't exist to please me? Wow. That was... bold. Are you finally growing a spine, loser? No, I do. I do like it. It's weirdly... hot. So, what do you think of our vacation so far? You like the villa? Yeah, it's awesome. The rooms are huge. I can't wait to go to the beach tomorrow. Oh yeah, we definitely need some time off after the year we've had. I'm so glad high school is over. Everything about high school sucks. You thought I enjoyed it just because I'm popular? Nah, trust me. It's not that easy being popular. Why? Well, everyone's constantly looking at you and judging you. Like if you happen to not wear makeup one day, or put on a little weight, you can be sure someone's gonna make a comment. Sometimes I envy you. Like, not to be mean, but no one paid attention to you. Not in a bad way, like you're not interesting or whatever. Otherwise, we wouldn't be friends with you. You're cool, but you don't have that pressure of being the funny one, or the hot one, or the athletic one. You're just yourself. You're nerdy, bookish, witty little self. People like you for your personality, you know? As for me, sometimes I think people only like me because of what I can do for them. Or what I can get them, because my parents are rich. So yeah, you have it easy, nerd. If only you were older. It would increase your attractiveness, like, tenfold. No, seriously. You think people will like you more if you go along with whatever they want? If you don't make a fuss? If you're nice all the time? But nuh-uh. You're wrong about that. People would be way more into you if you asserted yourself more. By people, do I mean me? Damn, nerd. You got me blushing here. And I don't blush. Not usually. But, yeah. Why not? Maybe. You're cute. I'll give you that. A spineless people pleaser, but hella cute. It was so sweet earlier when that kid dropped his ice cream and you bought another one for him. Like, who does that? Everyone else was laughing, but not you. You just got your wallet out of your pocket and asked him to pick whatever he wanted. You kind of got played, though. The ice cream he got was way bigger than the first one he dropped. You're a good sport. I can see that. But that's the problem, isn't it? You're all heart and no backbone. It's frustrating to watch, you know? You do these sweet things for others, but when it comes to standing up for yourself, you just crumble. It's like you're scared of upsetting anyone, even if it means stepping all over yourself. Oh, come on. Don't look at me like that. You know I'm right. You could be so much more if you just stopped caring so much about what everyone else thinks. No, I'm not saying you have to be a jerk, but a little confidence wouldn't hurt. You have the potential to be someone people actually look up to and respect, not just someone they take for granted. And you know what? I think that's why I'm kind of glad you're here right now. Because despite all your flaws, there's something about you that I actually like. Maybe it's the way you care, even if it's too much sometimes. Or maybe it's the fact that deep down, you've got this strength you don't even realize you have. But let me tell you this. If you keep letting people walk all over you, that strength's never going to come out. And that's a damn shame, because I think you could be really amazing if you just let yourself be. So how about it, nerd? Are you going to keep being everyone's doormat your whole life? Or are you finally going to stand up and show people what you're really made of? What are you doing? You're getting awfully close, loser. You got a crush on me or something? Or is the hot water getting to your head? Maybe? Oh, you're trying to take my advice, huh? Do what you want. What if I told you that it's working? Yeah. Come closer. Now kiss me. I mean it. What? Why not? You're clearly dying to kiss me. Well, first of all, you got closer to me, and you're looking at me with those hungry eyes. I told you I can read you like an open book. So why are you pretending you don't want to kiss me? You're messing with me? Hey, that's my role. How dare you? Finally. See? Being bold has its perks. Whoa! What are you... How did you lift me up like that? Dang, you're stronger than you look. How does it feel to have the hot girl sitting on your lap like that? But you've never been in this situation before. See, it may be dark, but I can see you getting all flustered. Very, very. You're not gonna let this go, are you? Ugh, fine. The person you remind me of is me. I used to be just like you. Nope, I'm not kidding. I was the one who always said yes and never stood up for myself. I was the girl who let everyone push me around, never spoke up about what I actually wanted, because I thought being nice would make people like me more. Spoiler alert, it didn't. But here's the thing, I hated it. I hated feeling like a puppet, like my only value was in making everyone else happy. I saw myself in you, and I realized I didn't want to be that person anymore. So I changed. I started speaking up, setting boundaries, and yes, making people uncomfortable sometimes. But you know what? I felt alive for the first time. I felt like I had control over my own life. So when I see you, it's like I'm looking at a younger version of myself, stuck in the same rut I was in. Hard not to want to shake you awake, to make you see that you're worth more than just being a people pleaser. I know it's tough. It's a hell of a lot easier to say than to do. But you don't have to go through what I did to figure it out. You can learn from my mistakes. And I can help you with that. How? Don't you see? It's already working. I pushed you a little and look at you now. You got me right in front of you, waiting for your next move. This is way more exciting than always going along with whatever is expected of you, isn't it? I'm pretty sure your heart is beating faster too. This is only the beginning, puppet. Trust me. Life becomes way more fun when you step into your own power. Yeah, people may look at you weird at first and try harder to make you bow down because they're not used to you standing up for yourself, but as long as you don't cave, they'll get used to it. They'll respect you way more. Seriously. My respect for you has already gone way up in the span of, what, 15 minutes? As for my attraction, I'm sure you can figure it out for yourself. I don't know. Use your imagination, nerd. We have all night. This is only the beginning, you know. Once you get a taste of what it's like to have a voice, you won't want to go back to the way things were. It's kind of addictive. This feeling of power. It doesn't matter if you're shy. You just need to speak a little louder and not back down so easily. Also, I want to hear your voice more. Yeah, literally. I want to hear what you have to say. If you like something, I want to hear it. If you don't like something, I want to hear it too. Trust me, it'll change how people see you. They'll start to notice that you're not just the quiet boy in the corner they thought you were. They'll see that there's more to you. That you've got a backbone. That you're not afraid to use it. It's kind of thrilling, isn't it? Listen, you don't even need to take my word for it. Just look at us right now. This whole thing. This back and forth between us. The way you're actually pushing back and holding your ground. It's hot. It's fun. And it's way more interesting than just going along with whatever I say. So what's it going to be, nerdy? And if you play your cards right, maybe this vacation won't just be about relaxing on the beach and sipping cocktails by the pool. Maybe it'll be about something way more exciting. So, what's your next move? Well, I'm waiting. Are you going to keep surprising me? slink back into your safe little hole and hide until you eventually fade into the background like a wallflower. Because if it's the latter, I'm in for a hell of a boring night. But if you're ready to keep up this new attitude, tell me right now. Should I go up to bed? Or do you want to give me a reason to stay? Did you just grab my butt, nerd? Are you sure you're not just playing with fire? Or maybe that's exactly what you want. Have to admit, I'm impressed. Not many people would have the guts to stand up to me like this. Especially after how bitchy I've been to you. I look at you. All confident and bold now. Your hands on my ass. You're almost unrecognizable. It is so fucking hot. There's something exciting about not knowing what you're gonna do next. And honestly, it's making this whole night a lot more interesting than I expected. You've got that look in your eyes again. The one that says you're not backing down. So what now, huh? Are you going to take what you want? Or are you just gonna keep teasing me until I snap and take it myself? But then again, what is it that you want, Are you gonna show me or? You're leaning in again. Go ahead. I dare you. Show me that this new side of you isn't just an act. Prove to me that you're not just messing around. Because if you are, I'll call it quits right now. I don't waste my time with wallflowers. But if you're serious, if you're ready to step up, show me what you're really made of. Well, I'm all yours tonight. Yes, for real. I'm already on your lap, aren't I? So what's it gonna be, puppet? Are you ready to shake things up and take control? Or do I need to show? Your fingers in my back just sent a shiver through my spine. Are you trying to get me naked, loser? Fine. I don't need this anyway. Now, what? What are you gonna do? No, I'm fine. What do you mean I've gone quiet all of a sudden? I'm just enjoying the kisses. Oh, your tongue feels so nice against my nipples. Oh, where's that hand going, huh? Underneath my swimsuit. No. No, don't stop. Oh, no, 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 don't slow down. What? What? What do you mean that was just a taste of what's to come? Are you seriously gonna leave me hanging, nerd? I'm so close. I need you to keep going. What? I said I need you to keep going. You want me to ask for it, don't you? You fucking tease. Please. Just keep this between us. You know what the gang is like. If they find out, we're gonna be hearing about this for the remainder of the vacation. They'll never get over it. They'll never stop teasing. I don't want to deal with this right now. But what I do want is more of whatever this was. You've piqued my curiosity. Consider me interested now, nerd. And it'll be way more fun keeping this a secret, right? Tomorrow night, we'll take a stroll on the beach. Just you and me. And I'll make sure to return the favor. But until then, keep that beautiful mouth of yours shut, or I might just have to silence you myself. deal. Good boy. See you tomorrow.